PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm very glad to be joined today by David Bergstein. He is a CPA and tax analyst for CCH Complete Tax, an online tax prep and e-filing service for the do-it-yourself taxpayer. David, with tax season quickly winding down, what should taxpayers that have yet to file be thinking about?
Well, they really need to honestly assess which camp they fall into. Will they be able to complete their return by April 15th, or do they need more time, in which case they'll have to file for an extension, because it's getting to that time. They have to make a choice.
And let's say you think you can get your taxes done by April 15th. Any tips for last-minute tax savings?
Yes. One of the few ways to still reduce your 2008 taxes is to contribute to an IRA for 2008. This can help reduce your taxable income. You can contribute as much as $5,000 to an IRA if you're under 50 and $6,000 if you're 50 or over. And you have until April 15th to make the 2008 contribution.
And also, what should taxpayers keep in mind as they're putting the final touches on their tax returns?
They should carefully review their tax return before sending it in. Among the most common mistakes people make on tax returns are forgetting to include all the basic information. They forget to put their Social Security numbers. It's also common for them to make simple math errors. It's also common for them to forget to sign their return. That's one of the beauties of using an online program like Complete Tax. So it will check your work for you. Even if you use computer software such as Complete Tax, you should keep a paper record along with the backup. And one of the recommendations is when you're filing online or whether it's paper, do direct deposit so your money goes into the bank rather than coming to you.
And once the tax returns are filed, are you finally done until next year?
No. Now is when you should actually be taking steps to minimize the taxes you owe for 2009. One of the first steps you want to take is to adjust your withholdings for 2009 if you received a large refund in 2008. Check with your employee to make sure the withholding is appropriate. You may want to further reduce your withholding so that you're not offering an interest-free loan to the government that you'll get back as a refund next year.
And are there any other things you should do?
I guess it's beyond the basics. You should look at your tax return while it's still fresh in your mind and see where you may be able to reduce 2009 taxes. For example, contributing to a flexible spending account and contributing more to your retirement account or making energy-efficient home improvements. Right now, there's some new tax laws that were passed. There's a special tax break available for new car purchases for this year. If you're going to buy a car, realize you're going to get some kind of tax savings there.
And what do taxpayers who are not going to be able to get their tax returns done by April 15th need to know about?
First, they have to file for an extension. You can't just wait and file a tax return late. Second, it's important to understand that the extension is on filing your tax returns, not on paying your taxes. So you have to pay the taxes that are owed on or by April 15th, even if you file your tax return latest.
And how do you file for an extension?
Well, you have to fill in a form 4868 and file it. CCH Complete Tax guides users through the process. For example, the program automatically completes much of the form for taxpayers that have started their returns with Complete Tax and requesting an extension. So if you started to use CompleteTax.com and you couldn't finish, you go to the 4868, we'll calculate for you. Even if you haven't started the return, taxpayers can use the software to file for an extension. Taxpayers have the option of letting Complete Tax electronically file the extension, or they can print it out and mail it to the IRS if they so desire.
And if I or any of our listeners want to learn more, where should we go?
My recommendation, www.completetax.com.
All right, David. It was a real pleasure podcasting with you once again today. And I thank you for coming on and giving us some advice for those of us who may not have filed our taxes yet. And I wish you the best of luck. Hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much. And remember, file your taxes.
Produced by PRWeb, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit PRWeb.com.